Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, April 29th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, and I'll be reading verse 22 through the end of the chapter. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves, or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet Anna, the daughter of Penuel, in the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy, Jesus, stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" but they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And now let us read from Psalm 136. Now, as we are reading this psalm, the song, His Love Endures Forever, comes to mind. And I can hardly read this psalm without wanting to put that same meter that I learned many years ago in a song to this psalm. So that's not good because you do not want to hear me singing for sure. But I thought that as we read, perhaps in the comfort of your own home or on your walk or wherever you are listening, if you could say the refrain with me each time it comes, His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. Who made the great light, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, His love endures forever. To Him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, His love endures forever. And brought Israel out from among them, His love endures forever. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, His love endures forever. To Him who divided the Red Sea asunder, His love endures forever. And brought Israel through the midst of it, His love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, His love endures forever. To Him who led His people through the wilderness, His love endures forever. To Him who struck down great kings, His love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, His love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, His love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, His love endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance, His love endures forever. An inheritance to His servant Israel, His love endures forever. He remembered us in our low estate, His love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies, His love endures forever. He gives food to every creature, His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, His love endures forever. And now let's move to the book of Zechariah. We are in chapter 5 today, which means we are reading about the sixth vision. And this is a vision of a flying scroll. This is getting kind of weird. The covenant curses will come upon covenant breakers, according to the ESV Study Bible, the one who steals and the one who swears falsely. So let's read about the flying scroll in Zechariah chapter 5. I looked again, and there before me was a flying scroll. He asked me, "What do you see?" I answered, "I see a flying scroll, 20 cubits long and 10 cubits wide." And he said to me, This is the curse that is going out over all the whole land. For according to what it says on one side, every thief will be banished. And according to what it says on the other, everyone who swears falsely will be banished. The Lord Almighty declares, I will send it out, and it will enter the house of the thief and the house of anyone who swears falsely by my name. It will remain in that house and destroy it completely, both its timbers and its stones. And now we're going to move on to the next vision, vision number 7. And in my Bible it says, the woman in a basket. Then the angel who was speaking to me came forward and said to me, look up and see what is appearing. I asked, what is it? He replied, it is a basket. And he added, this is the iniquity of the people throughout the land. Then the cover of lead was raised, and there in the basket sat a woman. He said, this is wickedness. And he pushed her back into the basket and pushed its lead cover down on it. Then I looked up, and there before me were two women with the wind in their wings. They had wings like those of a stork, and they lifted up the basket between heaven and earth. Where are they taking the basket? I asked the angel who was speaking to me. He replied, to the country of Babylonia, to build a house for it. When the house is ready, the basket will be set there in its place. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2 and verse 52, we read these words, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. And so I want to just take this opportunity to pray that over the children of our church, that they would grow in wisdom and that they would grow in health and bodily health, and also that they would grow in favor with the Lord and with mankind, and most specifically that those who do not know Jesus as Lord would come to know him and to follow him. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have to gather around your word. Thank you for this wonderful story about Jesus going to the temple and about his parents leaving him behind and then them having to come back and find him. It seems so crazy to us, but Lord, we're just in love with this story because of the idea that you found yourself in the temple, Jesus. You knew that was the place where you should be. And I can only imagine you asking the teachers questions. And so, Lord, we just thank you for persevering as our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for coming as a human boy. And we pray, Lord, on behalf of all the little boys and girls in our church. We pray, Lord, that you would grow them in wisdom, that you would give them wisdom to make decisions which honor you, that you would give them the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness and the belt of truth, that they would know what is true. You would give them the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith, and finally, the feet fitted in the readiness of the gospel of peace. Lord, would you help them to grow in favor with you and with others? And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.